Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. The last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to you. Those of you who are listening this morning for the first time, we say welcome to you, and we ask you to come back and tune in each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. For those of you who've been faithful listeners for many months and years, we're grateful to you. We say thank you to you, and we ask you also to come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop as you have in the past. Also, tell a friend, share with a friend about this broadcast so that we can get the word out that Jesus saves, and there's some good teaching, some good music coming in on Sunday morning on this radio station. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported ministry, and we invite each and every one of you to help contribute, to partner with us in that way, to help pay for this radio airtime. And if you would like to do that, we invite you also to be a prayer partner, to be an intercessor for this ministry. As those of you who have been listening for the last few months know, we're in Africa now as I speak. This message is pre-recorded. And as you hear this morning, just keep me in your prayers. I'm in Mumias, Kenya, this very day, over in the west side of Kenya near the Uganda border. And we're just finishing up a five-day crusade here in Mumias with Pastor Lucas Abanda and his wife, Jane. And we're also teaching 100 pastors, men and women both, and people from their congregation. And so as you think about me on the other side of the world, 8,000, 10,000, whatever miles away from Kansas, just keep me lifted up in your prayers. I'll be going back to Nairobi tomorrow, and then from there, a team of us from Nairobi will be flying to Goma in the Republic of Congo, on the east side of the Republic of Congo, and we'll be conducting there, starting on Wednesday, another five-day crusade in Goma, a city of 500,000 people, with pastor training for 400 to 500 pastors, some with their wives, and also a privilege for me to be meeting with the governor of North Kivu State in the Republic of Congo. And this governor has requested a meeting with us to talk about resource development in his province, in his state. And it's an area that is rich in diamonds and gold and precious metals used in computer manufacture. In addition to that, we'll be meeting tomorrow with, or later in the week, with the Minister of Agriculture of North Kivu State to talk about the potential development of organic farming in this area. It is a volcanic rich soil area and plentiful rainfall, and so it lends itself to organic farming, and so we'll be exploring the possibility for organic farming in this area with the Minister of Agriculture. So lots of open doors here. We just pray your blessing and your prayers upon this trip, upon this ministry, for souls to come into the kingdom through the crusade and through the meeting with the governor, a future potential and possibility to develop this area of the Congo for the kingdom glory and kingdom benefit, to benefit the people here, to bring stability and prosperity into this area of the Congo. Well, once again, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported ministry, so if you'd like to contribute to help pay for this radio airtime, we invite you to do that. You can contact us at mailing address, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654, or you can check us out on the World Wide Web at gatheroutcast.com. Got videos downloaded there of last year's crusades. In addition, we'll have videos downloaded of this year's crusades in due time after we return to the United States. Also, there's prophetic dreams, visions, audio messages. The recent radio broadcasts are posted there on the front page of the website, Message of the Week, and just click on that and hear the message if you have missed it this week or any week. And in addition, you can get to a teaching blog, jimrau.blogspot.com, from the website. Just click on Teaching Blog or More Teachings, and it'll take you right to the blog, jimrau.blogspot, www.outcastradiomedia.com. You can also make a contribution on the website or on the blog through PayPal conveniently, safely, with your credit card. And in addition to that, if you would like to post prayer requests or contact me for information in any way that you would like information or prayers for anything going on in your life, contact me at pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. And just let me know what's going on in your life, what your prayer requests are, or if you would like to be placed on the mailing list, the email list for updates directly from Africa, let me know at pureprairie@hotmail, and I'll put you on the mailing list, the email list, and give you updates directly from the field while I'm here in Africa. Well, God has blessed me, and He wants to bless you through this ministry, and so if you would pray about your part in making a contribution, come before the Lord with an offering and make a sacrificial offering to the Lord, well, you will be blessed as you give. As you sow, you shall also reap. And so we just pray that you would think about that and let the Lord have His way with you. Be obedient. If He puts something on your heart, be obedient. Follow through. Follow and complete your vows to the Lord. And if you do that, God is going to bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. Well, we started last week talking about victorious prayer. We're going to continue that today, part two, victorious prayer, and we're going to take a look at the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and we'll do that right after this prayer time here in just a minute. Father God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for those out there listening today. Pray for those in the prison. We pray for those listening today, that You would meet them wherever their needs are, Lord. Those that need a touch of healing, You would heal them. Those that need encouragement, You would encourage them. And Lord, those that need strengthening in their walk, You would strengthen them. I pray for this ministry. I pray for the crusades going on in Africa. I ask You to bless me for protection and provision. And we thank You for those who are walking beside me over here, and for those back in Kansas who are walking beside me through their prayers and through their financial support. Lord, You know the needs of each and every person, and I ask You to grant them. I pray for this country. I pray for the needs of our country through its leaders. I pray for the President and the Congress, the Supreme Court. I pray for the troops who are guarding our freedoms overseas. We ask You to bless them. And we pray for the city of Norton. Ask You to make this city a city of refuge, Lord, that people would come here and feel the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, feel Your grace here, the Holy Spirit power. And Lord, we thank You for the open doors for this ministry. We thank You for the provision. We ask You to bring more, Lord, in, that we would lack in nothing, that we would be able to do every single time everything that You want us to do in every place that You send us. And I just thank You for that. Lord, I pray that You would bless Your word this morning as we talk about prayer and a more effective prayer life. I ask You to bless Your word, that it would pierce the hearts of those listening and strengthen and encourage those, each and every one of us, who come to You in prayer. And for those who don't know You but want to come to You in prayer, Lord, that You would bless them also as they listen this morning. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Amen and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We're talking about a victorious prayer life, and I think it's something that everybody wants, is a more intimate walk with the Lord, more power in their prayer, to see more of their prayers answered, see more of their prayers come to fruition, come to bring kingdom glory. And we're going to look at the Lord's Prayer. So if you have your Bible there, turn it to Matthew 6, verse 9. And that is the prayer that the Lord showed or told His disciples. When you pray, pray ye like this. And He showed them or told them about the Lord's Prayer, the prayer of the Lord, His prayer. And before we start, last week we talked about not praying with meaningless repetition and not praying to get attention, and not praying out in the open for a show so that other people would know what your prayers are. And all of these things are just to say that the Lord wants to see your heart. He wants you to speak from your heart. He wants you to speak the things that are intimate about your life, your sorrows, your pains, your needs, your praises, your joys, everything that is personal and intimate about you. The Lord wants to know about that. It's not that he doesn't know. Verse 8 in Matthew 6 says that the Gentiles pray with meaningless prayer, and that the Father knows what you need even before you ask him. And so, again, that begs the question, well, if the Father knows, what's the point of coming to him in prayer? Well, it's simply this, that you would develop an intimate relationship, an intimate walk with the Lord through your prayer life, that you would come into his presence and acknowledge him for who he is. And as you do that day after day after day, month after month, year after year, you'll come to a place of intimacy with the Lord. You'll come to a place of dependency on the Lord. You'll come to an appreciation for who he is, the sovereign God of the whole universe, the creator of the universe, and the Trinity God, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, as you come to know each and every one of them personally in your life and in your walk. Then you will be blessed, and ultimately that is the reason for prayer. Ultimately that is the reason that we come to God, is just to acknowledge and to position ourselves before him and to develop an intimate relationship with him. And thereby he too will use us. He'll draw us closer to him, and you then become a servant of the Lord. You have a servant's heart to serve him in all the ways that he would desire to use you through the gifts that he has given you. Well, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verse 9, Jesus told the disciples, "Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And so Jesus gave that prayer as a model prayer. I don't think he was intending that we pray that prayer all the time when we pray. I'm sure he wasn't. He was giving it as a model. It's great to pray the Lord's Prayer. It's great to pray it in unison, in church settings and in Bible studies whenever we're gathered, but it's also great and even better to pray from the heart. It's even better to get off by yourself and pray from your heart those things which are the deepest desires of your heart. And if you delight yourself in the Lord, Psalm 37:4 tells us, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so as you delight yourself in the Lord, what does it mean to delight yourself? It means that you walk closely with the Lord, that he is your joy, he is your provision, he is your everything, your all in all. And so as you come to him and acknowledge him, then he will bless you in return, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, as we look at the Lord's Prayer and break it down a little bit, just to see what all is involved in the Lord's Prayer, there is a great deal involved here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, is just an acknowledgement of who our sovereign God is. It's an acknowledgement that he is sovereign over everything and everyone. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." Exodus 3:13, Moses said to God, "Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, the God of your fathers who sent me to you, now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "You shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you." And so God, Jehovah God, our God, has many names. He is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Rapha, a God who heals us. He's Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. He's Jehovah Nissi, our banner and our standard. He's Jehovah Senitgadu. He is our righteousness, and he is many things to us, but he is everything. He is I am, the I am of the I am. And at no time is God not I am. He will be I am tomorrow. He will be I am next week and next year. He was I am a year ago and 1,000 years ago. He is the beginning and the end. And so God is our Father who is in heaven, and hallowed be his name. That's an acknowledgement of who he is. The second part of the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Matthew 10, verse 6, it says, Jesus said to the disciples, go to the lost sheep of Israel, verse 7, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely you give. And so when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, what you are saying to the Lord is you are in agreement with him that his kingdom be enacted here on this earth, that his kingdom be manifested here on this earth, not only through you, but through all creation. And so when you are in agreement with that, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, you're really saying to the Lord, Lord, use me. Use me to bring your kingdom manifest here on this earth. Use me to heal the sick. Use me to cleanse the lepers and to raise the dead and to cast out demons. Lord, use me to bring glory and honor to your name. Hallowed be thy name. Use me to bring glory and honor to your name here on this earth. And each of us has an allotted time on this earth. It says time allotted for each man is 70 and 10. That is to say 70 years, and if by strength, 80. And so you have a little time. I have a little time. You have some gifts that God has given you, some unique gifts that God has given you that no one else has, some creative attributes that God has given you, some abilities and spiritual gifts if you are a believer. And so if you use those gifts to bring glory and honor to God, then he will use you to bring his kingdom down here on this earth. And we can walk in kingdom glory. We can walk in kingdom righteousness. We can walk in kingdom power. We can walk in kingdom manifestations. We can see miracles. We can see the dead raised. All of those things that you saw Jesus do or you read about Jesus doing in the Bible, those things can happen through you when you come into agreement that God's kingdom will come on